Egypt is in the midst of an economic crisis that's starting to manifest itself in regular citizens' day-to-day life. A severe diesel shortage has led to increased traffic jams as drivers stand in long queues outside pump stations. Several days into the crisis, the bus drivers who provide transport services across the country have begun their sit-ins. They blocked main roads as an objection to the shortages and demanded the government address the crisis immediately. The government responded quickly by sagging several officials from the Ministry of Petroleum, but the crisis is still felt on the streets. People are fearful that continued fuel shortages until summer could lead to power blackouts. That's been the case in the past several years, as electricity plants have not been able to handle the extra summer power load. Another negative implication of the economic crisis affecting regular citizens is the inflation rates, which has hit the two-year high in February. The rates jumped from 2.8 in January to 8.7 in February, increasing food and medicine prices. Despite this, Finance Minister Mursi Said Hegazi says Egyptian economy is on the road to recovery and the country has turned down the IMF's $750 million immediate rescue loan. However, the minister says they're still negotiating a $4.8 billion loan with the IMF.
The current government of Prime Minister Hisham Kandil has failed to address the economy's pressing issues, and this is currently reflecting on the political situation and the deepening crisis in the country.
Although the Egyptian government has not made the IMF conditions public, many experts believe that in order to get the loan, Egypt will have to remove subsidies that would see fuel and food prices soar to unprecedented levels at a time when the country has been facing 2 years of political and social turmoil. Experts believe that no matter what aid comes from the outside, Egypt will face economic hardships for the upcoming period, which will affect the poor more than anyone else. The question is whether ordinary Egyptians are capable of handling economic hardships anymore, or this crisis will lead to more social unrest. Karim Gamaleddin, Press TV, Cairo.